Welcome to the Zero to 60 podcast by LeithCars.com. I'm your host, Mark Arson, and you are listening to a special audio version of our Zero to 60 TV series, which you can see on Facebook and our YouTube channel, LeithCars NC.
On today's episode of Zero to 60 TV, we're taking the all-new 6th generation Toyota 4Runner into the wild and putting it up against what the internet says is one of the best 4Runners of all time. It's coming up now on Zero to 60 TV by LeithCars.com. So Hector, our videographer, is along with us today, and we asked if we could borrow his dad's third generation 1997 4Runner as our comparison vehicle to the brand new 6th generation 2025 Toyota 4Runner, and this is the SR5. But first, let's see what's under the hood. In the new 6th generation, all models have a 2.4 liter engine. This is called the iForce. It is turbocharged. You can step up to a iForce Max 2.4 liter turbo in the upper 6 trim levels. But the model we've got here today is the SR5. This is all the power that most of us are going to need anyway, whether you're taking this thing, you know, down the road to run errands or you're taking it out on the trail. 278 horsepower, 317 pound-feet of torque, which is stronger than the last 5th generation with the V6. Just like the review that we did last year on the Land Cruiser, it is the same engine setup as the Land Cruiser platform, and this is all that you're gonna need, really. But if you do want even more torque and more horsepower and a little bit better fuel efficiency, then you can get into the upper 6 trim levels of the new 4Runner. One of the things I love about this is I'm looking at it here with the hood popped up. There's no more plastic engine cover. This is not a beauty contest. You actually get to see the engine, which to me is gorgeous. But you see the engine, the manifold, you see all the plumbing. But, you know, I want to see that stuff, right? And then everything else is easily accessible. All your fluid, your brake, your coolant, your battery is back here. Obviously, when you get the hybrid powertrain, which is the iForce Max version of this 2.4 turbo, then you got the little electric motor sitting up here in the upper passenger side of the engine compartment. Closing the chiseled hood of the new 4Runner, gotta love the heritage blue. These things come in a pretty nice selection of paint colors, and for me personally, you can't go wrong with that classic Toyota or heritage blue, as they call it. Looking up front, you got your blacked out grille and a very familiar curvature of the snout, which is very similar to the third generation that we brought along today, the 1997 model, with that signature 4Runner look. It's pretty much had that look since the third gen 4Runner. Got your fog lamps down here, your headlight area and your DRLs, much smaller space, low profile compared to the 5th generation. Now below, you off-roaders, I know, you're probably going to remove this, and you can. This is for fuel efficiency. The 17-inch Nitto Ridge Grappler all-terrain tires are being made available on the 4Runner in this generation for the first time, so that's a really nice upgrade. Starting with the chiseled hood, that exterior styling continues down the profile of the new 6th generation. You got foldable mirrors. Always nice to have, especially in tight parking areas. And your Predator Pro Step bars here for easier entry and exit. And a little bit of body armor down there, a little bit of protection for you. Coming down here, this one has the optional crossbars on the roof rack. And again, this is the entry level trim. So this is a good model to start with. You can build it up from there. And fun fact, SR5 back in the day, know what it stands for? Sport Rally 5-Speed. Now, we already mentioned with the front grille on the 6th generation being similar to the 3rd gen that we brought along today. If you look at this 3/4 glass here on the profile, I really like how Toyota for the 6th gen has kind of brought it all the way up to the top and even kind of curves over the body a little bit. That takes it back to the original first generation 4Runner, which of course, back then, this whole roof section was removable. Ever since the second gen, we've had a solid roof. And ever since the fourth generation, we've had the smaller window, but the styling wrapping over the top, that takes it back to the beginning. Again, perfect complement to the Heritage Blue. You got new taillights here that wrap around your reverse lights in the center. Big piece here for your lights and your lip with Toyota embossed. And always a great trait of the 4Runner is the cavernous cargo space. And you'll notice with this one, these little pockets here are actually cup holders if you want to get the optional third row seat. And in case you were wondering, yes, all the way back to the very original, the 4Runner has always been known for its retractable rear window. I gotta be honest, the only thing I wish Toyota would do, like some off-roaders, is to have a grab handle right here. You've got one on the passenger side. Tilt and telescoping wheel. I'm 6'4", so you know I need that. We've gone to a configurable digital dash. Now again, this is the SR5 with just some basic options on it. So this is an 8-inch screen here for your infotainment. I love that Toyota has stuck with buttons, especially since this is a truck, an off-road vehicle. They're kind of like toggle switches here. Large knobs up here for the AC heat controls. Since this is the entry-level SR5, you've got your basic four-wheel drive controls. Press the silver tab here. You can switch it four low, four high, and then obviously back in two high for normal driving. Since this is the SR5, you don't have any little goodies down here. You step up to the higher trims, that's where you're gonna get your locking differentials and everything else that you would need for the trail. I like how Toyota has given you some good grab handles here that goes the same for the handles and the doors. And the kind of crate-like covers over your storage spaces in the doors, very functional. You got a good solid glove box, plenty of room. Look at that. a lot of reading material stored in there. And your center console, you know, good enough box to put a few things in. Your cup holders, nice and big, but notice they're kind of square to fit the squared styling of the entire vehicle. If you step up to the other trim levels or you option for the JBL sound system, not only would you get the JBL speakers, but one of those speakers will be a portable, meaning removable speaker right there in the center of your dash. That's gonna come in handy at tailgates, at the football game, or obviously when you're out overlanding in your 4Runner. All right, let's hop around back. I'm 6'4". Let's see what the room feels like in the rear. So we do have the passenger seat at the same distance from the dash as the driver's seat was. It's just a little sunnier on this side. The sixth generation 4Runner has a little bit longer wheelbase than the last gen. And you know, yeah, my knees are against the seat back, but if we had a nice buddy up here that doesn't mind angling the seat up, you know, I got plenty of room. I'm wearing my hat. I got plenty of room here at the top. The seats feel really good and strong. Like these things are gonna last a long time. These are cloth seats in the SR5. Obviously, leather is available as an option in the higher trim levels. And a cool feature, these rear seats do recline just a little bit. But on a long trip, I can lay back, take it easy. But reclining is not the only thing that these cool seats do. Actually, they are tumble forward seats. so you can get them completely out of the way. Now, the price for entry of the Toyota SR5 in the new sixth generation, if this was a two-wheel drive standard model, it would be $41,270. This is the $2,000 upgrade to four-wheel drive, so it's $43,270. And the way we've got this one optioned here from Leaf Toyota on Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh, it tops out at $50,712. Now, if you're thinking, wow, $50,000 for the SR5, let's take you back to the third generation that we brought along today. And according to AI, that third generation 1997 4Runner back in the day was around $26,000-$27,000. And again, that same vehicle today would be around $50,000-$52,000. So this is priced just right. Now for the classic 1997 third generation Toyota 4Runner. This is the limited trim. And a trait that I've always loved about these third gen 4Runners, this is a real metal chromed bumper here wrapped around on the front, and then you got it in the rear. And with the hood popped up, a little similar in some ways to our sixth generation new 4Runner, in that there is no plastic engine cover. This is back in the day when you could see what you bought under the hood. And this is a 3.4 liter four cam V6 with 183 horsepower, just about 100 less than our new 2025 model. And stepping away to the front end of the 1997 third gen, again, that curvature of the grille, the front snout, the face of the 4Runner is carried on into our new sixth generation model. I love back in the day how you had the big fog lamps down here, your parking lamps nice and amber, your reflector on the side. This is a limited, so it's got the silver painted fender flares. And in case you're wondering, yes, those wheels are off of a fifth gen 4Runner. So that's a nice little upgrade that Hector's dad did to his rig. Also, and you gotta love this, back in the day, you had these composite glass headlights. A little bit of an aerodynamic there, but also they're gonna stay nice and clean. Right, first up, as I notice here, mechanically shifted four-wheel drive, whereas you had the electronic with the dial in our sixth gen 2025 4Runner. But if you step up to the TRD level in the new 4Runner, it is also manually mechanically shifted four-wheel drive system, but you still have the knobs for the drive modes, just not the four-wheel drive. Of course, back in the day, you got nice big analog gauges. Of course, your control for the rear window, as we mentioned. And in our 97, the tow mode control is right here, which holds the gears longer when you're in a towing situation. Everything else you would pretty much expect traveling back in time to 1997, like we've done here with this third gen 4Runner. This again being the limited trim level. It's, you know, luxury for that time period. So you got your leather seats, you got your wood grain trim here in the center stack, and on the door trim panels. But one feature this 97 has that I do wish the 2025 model had: grab handle on the driver's side. Yes. Interesting little quirky feature in the 1997 4Runner that we're in here. You had heater controls with your fan high and low, but no AC in the back. This is for heat. So one of the vents comes from under this seat right here for the driver's side. It comes out of that little cutout. So you have heat control for the rear passengers, but no AC. In the new one, of course, you have both. You can't beat an adjustable flip-out cup holder either. So I want to thank Alan and the team at Leaf Toyota and Raleigh for letting us borrow the 2025 Heritage Blue Toyota SR5 and take it out into the wild today. And to Hector's dad for letting us take his 97 third gen 4Runner out with us today. Now, when you're ready to try the new 4Runner on for size, go to leaftoyota.com. I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for watching 0-60 TV by LeafCars.com, part of the Holman Automotive family.
You've been listening to an audio version of the 0-60 TV series, which I encourage you to find and watch on Facebook and our YouTube channel.